Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Brought to you by HearingHealthCenter.com. This is Soundcheck. Let's go with you first, Kevin. Do you have something today?
I do. Do you have a favorite baseball movie, Lisa Dent?
Sandlot, I think.
Sandlot's a good one. Mary, do you have a favorite baseball movie?
Bad News Bears.
Bad News. The original, right?
Yes.
Bobby Kess?
The Natural.
The Natural, also a good one.
Oh, so boring.
Field of Dreams. How about Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams is great. Bull Durham is great. I do love The Sandlot. It's growing up, I used to watch that movie all the time, and I still do in the summer. I probably watch it a couple times each summer.
League of Their Own, too.
A League of Their Own is very good. Major League Baseball will be showing The Sandlot at drive-in movie theaters around the country on the 4th of July.
Oh.
Drive-in theaters in Vineland, New Jersey, Blue Ridge, Georgia, Paramount, California, and McHenry, Illinois.
I love it.
So they're headed to the McHenry Outdoor Theater, and they've posted on their website that it's officially happening. They say it'll be a ticketed event. They'll provide more details soon. They've been working for months on this takeover with Major League Baseball, and they'll be showing The Sandlot. After that, they'll air the Cubs and Cardinals game on a big screen, too. So you can go hang out. Major League Baseball is going to be at all these drive-ins and just doing stuff, right? They're calling them activations. They'll have activities, things like that, ballpark bites. But it's so cool. It's in our, you know, it's in McHenry. It might be a drive for some, but it's an outdoor theater that's still going. And they've partnered with Major League Baseball. What a great way to celebrate the 4th of July at a drive-in theater, watching The Sandlot, watching baseball.
So it's all free then? Is MLB?
I don't know. It says it'll be a ticketed event, and we'll give you details to get them soon. That's what's on the website.
They don't sneak people in the trunk. Also.
Right. Can't do that, Bob.
Someone just said, there's no way I'll miss Sandlot at the McHenry Drive-In. There's not more than 15 minutes from my house, my favorite movie, my favorite place, and you people should be there. And Bruce is a little salty. This is what he said. He goes, Lisa, why the catty comment about Robin? Do you watch WGN Morning News? Robin even laughs at some of the creations she makes. I love her. That's not a catty comment about the Jell-O molds. Look, I don't care who made it. I wouldn't eat it, but Paul Conrad does.
No, you just kind of said, what about her molds?
I know, but then I said some look disgusting, and she knows they do. That's part of the bit.
That's the point.
What she wants to happen.
Yeah. And somebody said, Bob, you can freeze cheese in portions, so take up the cheese that you can get from your buddy.
He keeps giving me cheese.
Or just bring it here.
And crackers, please. So, you know, I was in Wisconsin over Memorial Day getting bit up by the mosquitoes. So when you think of mosquitoes, you really don't think of a city, do you? Like,
I think of a state called Texas.
Yeah, or Wisconsin.
Wisconsin or Minnesota.
But I guess Orkin does this pet control report, and they said that they check out cities to find out which city is the worst, has the worst threat of mosquitoes. And they came up with number one, L.A., which I was like, what? Yeah.
I would not have guessed L.A.
And they said for the fifth year in a row, L.A. is the worst, has the worst threat of mosquitoes in their city, and I just found that odd. But Chicago is number two, and I would have thought like Minneapolis, you know.
That's so wrong.
Who does this? Yeah. I guess they say threat of mosquitoes. What does that mean? I mean, they don't really see the mosquitoes. They just could be there. I don't know. But New York City's number three, Detroit's number four, Atlanta's number five, Milwaukee's 23. So it's kind of a strange thing.
But I lived in San Diego for about 6 years, and there are literally no bugs. You really didn't need screens. Like, you could leave the door open. It's just not a buggy. Southern California doesn't have a lot of bugs, so
they don't have no-see-ums either, like Florida does?
No. If you could, you know, if you went into the mountains or maybe you went to other parts, but I can't believe for one second that L.A. has a mosquito problem. That just seems odd. What do they do, fly from the Mexican border over San Diego into L.A.?
Well, the only thing I can think of is that all the people that have a lot of money in L.A. hire Orkin to spray their house. So Orkin does a survey according to how many houses they spray.
And
maybe that's what it is.
And yeah, because they've got, you know, there's cockroaches and there's,
even though they don't have mosquitoes, they spray their house anyway just because they have the money to spray their house. So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, and, you know, they certainly have, I don't know. That's weird. Fleas are the biggest thing I remember. Every time I take the dogs to the beach on Sunday morning, they'd come home and have to get a bath because of the flea situation. Speaking of that, have you guys seen the pictures of the sargassum grass in Florida? The sargassum is like a big mat the size of an island, and it's dying brown seagrass, and it's literally taken over the Caribbean this summer, in Mexico and Punta Cana and Costa Rica, and now it's in Florida. And I've been seeing people post pictures, Midwesterners who go to Florida, and they're rolling around in it and taking pictures in it. Oh, my God. It's dead seagrass. And they said there's larvae in there from jellyfish. And when you get all itchy and scratchy, it's because that stuff has stung you. So if you are headed to Florida or Mexico or anywhere, avoid that stuff. Don't even swim through it. Try and get away from it. It's Oh, and somebody said the reason they chose L.A. is because Orkin isn't working in the swamps like Louisiana and Florida. Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yep.
They would. Yeah. I don't know. And Orkin comes out with all of these surveys and these results, and I swear none of them ever make sense. And that makes us talk about them more. And that's probably the marketing plan of Orkin.
Oh,
in fact,
yeah.
Someone said, Lisa, about Texas, Mesquite High School is the Fighting Skeeters. How'd you like to be on a football team called the Fighting Skeeters? I say no.